Last week's ceasefire between Israel and Hamas committed both sides to begin negotiations within a month. But after 50 days of warfare in Gaza, Israelis and Palestinians there are already working together on some things, like the daily transfer of goods from Israel to Gaza. Now, there's only one spot where goods from the outside world get into Gaza, and a visit there is like a trip to the Twilight Zone. Daniel Estrin has that story.
Everything that goes into Gaza, from food to furniture to jacuzzis, passes the watchful eyes of an Israeli man with a ponytail.
You can see here an example of toys that are going to Gaza.
Ami Shaked runs the Kerem Shalom crossing, the only point along the border where supplies get into Gaza. Every day except one during the recent war, Shaked and his staff were working, transferring in basic necessities, whatever the UN or others donated. But only the basics, he says, to minimize the risk they were under while rockets were flying above.
I think that I have to take a risk to supply them food and medical aid and fuel and cooking gas. But I don't have to sacrifice my people to supply them Coca-Cola or some special chocolate for the people of Hamas.
So Gaza got no Coca-Cola during the war. Israel has been enforcing these kinds of strict rules for 7 years, ever since Hamas took over Gaza by force and Israel and Egypt began blockading Gaza. Few Palestinians get permits to travel outside Gaza. There are almost no exports, and imports move only through this crossing. Some call Gaza an open-air prison. I asked Shaked if he plays the role of the jailer.
I'm not a jailer, but as one that wants to live, I will not supply my enemy equipment for his industry to introduce rockets to shot to my people and my family.
So whatever is brought to his crossing, goods ordered by Gaza businesses, international aid, it's strictly inspected to make sure there's nothing there that Hamas can use for military purposes. Inspectors call Shaked over to look at a vat of tomato paste that they say looks unusual. He says it's just tomato paste. The whole method of transferring goods to Gaza is bizarre. The border crossing is made up of 9 open-air parking lots surrounded by high concrete walls. Each lot has a name, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, and each lot has 2 sliding gates on opposite ends. Israeli truck drivers come through one gate, unload goods onto the pavement, and leave. Then Shaked and his security officers inspect the goods. Then a security officer tells all the Israelis to leave the lot. The gate slowly slides shut, complete with its own horror movie screech. And then a gate on the opposite side opens. Gaza truck drivers come in, load the goods, and drive them into Gaza. There's no human contact between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Shaked is the only one allowed in both Israeli and Palestinian sides of the crossing.
Even there is no trust between us, we have to cooperate in this mission, and this is the main idea. We work together, but we're working alone.
Working together, but working alone, that pretty much sums up the relationship between Israel and Gaza. When Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire, Israel said it would start allowing materials into Gaza to help repair destroyed buildings. Israel wants special monitoring for cement and other things that can be put to military use. So for now, it's just wood and aluminum and minor building materials that Israel is allowing. And for the first time since the war, Gaza importers are permitted to import other stuff.
What is this?
Let's see. Sport equipment.
Seated chest press, butterfly, shoulder press, delts machine.
So, like you see, it's almost return to normal life.
As normal as things can be just a week after war, in the twilight zone that is the Israel-Gaza border. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin.
Rice, diapers, toy helicopters, and candy, just some of the items shipped into Gaza from Israel. See what else passes through the heavily fortified crossing some call the twilight zone. We've got a slideshow at PRI.org.